Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Survivors of sexual abuse by a former Michigan State University doctor, Larry Nassar, asked the Board of Trustees today, when will you show us you care? Michigan Radio's Shayna Roth was at the trustees meeting. Hi, Shayna.
Hey, Lester.
So what do they mean by when will you show us you care?
Yeah, this is part of sort of the ongoing story at MSU where they're trying to sort of turn the ship around when it comes to the culture over there and how they treat survivors of sexual assault. They've made a lot of changes at the school, but the survivors are still saying, look, you are apologizing to us in public. You are saying all these things in public, but in reality, you're not treating, number one, all of us survivors equally, but also you haven't really changed because your actions speak louder than your words. And during this board meeting, the current interim president, Satish Udpa, he actually publicly apologized to the survivors and read some of their names out loud.
We were too slow to grasp the scope and enormity of the offense you endured, and we failed to treat you with the respect and care you deserve, even as we sought to make amends.
This is the first meeting after a woman went public with her accusations that the university personnel told her to stay quiet after she went to them to tell them she was raped by three MSU basketball players. These are accusations. Now, I want to make that clear. Was that issue addressed during today's meeting?
A little bit, but not by the actual Board of Trustees. During the public comment at the end of the meeting, there were some people who referenced that. There were some people who came forward during the public comment and said, you know, this is an example of how you are prioritizing this sort of so-called first wave of Nassar survivors, but there are so many other survivors that you're not taking care of, that you're not recognizing. And they sort of use that as further evidence of how the school's culture isn't actually changing and continue to accuse the school of being more words than actions.
Now, when you say recognize the second wave, what do you mean exactly?
Yeah, so there was this initial wave of survivors who had filed this lawsuit that has since been settled by the school for about $500 million. And since that lawsuit, that initial lawsuit was filed, there is more survivors who have come forward, and they are currently in ongoing negotiations with the school. And they came forward today and they said, you are not treating us the same way that you treated this first wave of survivors. They're accusing the school of essentially not negotiating with them in good faith, and just in general being very frustrated with how the school is handling their treatment and sort of their lawsuits versus how things were going on with the first wave. And at one point, someone during the public comment said that you're trying to pit survivor against survivor, and that's not okay.
Although I remember the first wave having some of the same exact complaints at one point. I read the Lansing State Journal reported today that someone spray painted the word enablers on the administration building before the trustees meeting. What do they mean by that?
Yeah, that was interesting. And I don't know who spray painted it. So I wasn't able to ask them directly what they meant. But it seemed to mean, in light of, you know, the timing of it and what had happened yesterday with the press conference by that young woman who was alleging sexual assault by basketball players. And then, of course, today's board meeting, it seemed to be accusing the school of enabling sexual assault.
So if the interim president is on this sort of apology tour and doing this apology again today at the public meeting, you know, what is going on that the words and the actions don't match up? What is the concern here?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things. And one of the big ones that was brought up today as well is that MSU is still sort of continuing to fight this attorney general's investigation. The AG has repeatedly asked for certain documents from the school for its investigation into Nassar. And the school has said, we will not turn those over. So that's something that people brought up as being like, hey, you're saying that you want to move forward. You're saying that you want to help us. And yet you're fighting the attorney general's investigation. You know, come clean with everything, and then we can move forward and really start to heal. So at one point, even one survivor got up there and said, I do not accept your apology at this time because actions like that show me that you're not really changing.
Shayna Roth is with our Capital Bureau. Thanks for the time, Shayna.
Thank you.